Bears lose, Packers win. Hey, God is still on the throne. No, Aaron Rodgers, I don't mean that you're on the throne. I mean God is on the throne. Yeah, that's all I got today. But trust me, it'll get better. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great day. Yes, it's true, the Bears lost yesterday. How they can go through three quarters and always seem like they have a chance, and then in the fourth quarter just lay down. But we're still in the playoffs. Don't ask me how. I don't get it. I don't make the rules, but I'll take it. It's not going to go very far, but, you know, I'll take it. At least we were in the playoffs. Hey, welcome to the David Alliance. Thanks for reaching out to me. If you want to text me about your football fantasy or your football pain or any other topic, TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. Also, if you need a website, check out my good friend Tony Herman, his company Webstix, WebStix.com. Coolest cat on the net. We are in the middle of a series. Not in the middle. We're just beginning, really. Number 2 out of 7. 7 lies about religion. 7 lies you might find yourself struggling with off and on throughout your walk with Christ. And look, if you're a newbie and you just became a Christian, or maybe you're checking this whole God thing out, you will definitely wrestle with this one. Maybe in your own way, but it is definitely one of those lies that just kind of gnaws at you. Lie number 2 is this: God is huge and unapproachable. 2,000 years ago, they wouldn't even dare say the word God. They took out the vowel so that all they had was YHWH. They pronounced it Yahweh. But it was so sacred, so ominous, so remote, so distant, so secretive, so out of touch. That's the way the religious viewed God the Father. Now, in today's world, we might simply come to the honest conclusion that it's not that he's unapproachable, but we're just not good enough, or we're too sinful for him to really give us any attention. Or we might think simply, he really only listens to the super holy, the saints, if you will. Let me remind you that when Paul opens up many of his letters, like to the Corinthians, who were a messed up church, he would always open up to the saints in Corinth, you know. So saints doesn't mean you're perfect. It simply means you're a follower of Christ. So it's extremely interesting when the disciples, I mean, look, the least likely, least holy, less than perfect specimens of Christ followers, then ask Jesus how to pray. And what does he do? He blows their minds. He literally rips the skull off the top of their heads and is like, what? So look, let's pretend for a second that you ask none other than Mother Teresa or maybe Billy Graham. You're alone talking to them, getting to spend some time with them, and you say, boy, you're so in touch with God and you're so intimate with God. Could you teach me how to pray? And, you know, it's just you and Billy. And Billy smiles and says, well, when you pray, pray like this. Dear Mother, you would lose your mind. You would not only be shocked, you would question Billy on how much communion wine he'd had. But that's what I'm trying to stress to you. To the disciples, that's basically what God or what Jesus said. He actually literally caused them to stop in shock and go, what? Jesus said, look, when you pray, pray like this. Remember, he's talking about the God that's so holy, the religious pulled the vowels out of his name because they didn't want to say his name. And he says, okay, pray like this. Dear Daddy, Daddy, dear Daddy, literally shocking. And with that, you'd go, oh, okay, people are starting to get it. No, not really. With that, the religious still condemn Jesus for hanging out with the worst of the worst and make it sound like you can't just be anybody and hang out with God. And what does he do? Well, he tells the story of the prodigal son. If you don't know the story, it's basically this. A son wants his dad dead just so he can have his inheritance. And then he wants back into the family. And yes, maybe just as a slave, but still he has the gall to come back. And even more insane, the dad willingly, even enthusiastically, wants a relationship back with him. didn't matter what the son did, didn't matter what he was like, didn't matter the sin or the pain he caused, simply a picture of the father saying, I want to have a relationship with my son. So does God really want to seem unapproachable? I mean, seriously, how about when he was in the temple in Luke 4? Again, another story that just slaps the religious in the face. Luke tells the story like this. Jesus is in the temple, and they hand him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He finds a place right there in the scroll, and he reads this. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now look, if Jesus ever had an opportunity to impress the religious, it was at this moment. But what does he choose to do? He chooses a portion out of Isaiah that literally just chafes the Pharisees. I mean, it's like a wedgie. He reads the exact scriptures that stand against the testimony of the Pharisees. Yes, the religious. The Pharisees manipulated the poor, despised criminals, had disdain for the sick, and outwardly shunned and oppressed those who were down and out. To the Pharisees, these were the people that did not have a chance to ever connect with God. These were the people that God didn't have a second thought for. And why? Because the religious didn't have a second thought for. And Jesus drops this bomb out of Isaiah. Everyone that you despise, everyone that you hold at arm's length, everyone that you judge, everyone that you think doesn't have a chance, those are the ones that I've come for. Those are the ones that I've come to bring God to. Doesn't make sense. Look, Jesus is waiting to hang out with you, talk to you, be with you. And yes, if you don't know him, live inside of you. You don't have to perform for him. And not only is God approachable, he's your daddy. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for checking us out. Hey, thank you again for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.